Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, and today is Sunday, March 26, 2017, and we are broadcasting live from the wonderful, lovely, warm city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, we will discuss kindness part two. Our special guests are Kim and Amanda Corley. So please stay tuned. Well, welcome new listeners and loyal listeners as well. Thank you so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are so delighted that you are spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Now, we know that we are blessed to have listeners of all ages, and so we want to take just a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. And of course, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, then of course we are going to answer that question. Now, etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I certainly enjoy sending kudos out to Charles I and II. Well, once again, good evening and welcome. And I'm just so delighted to do this show today. I'm so excited about our special guest. And of course, in case you joined us last week, you know our topic was kindness part one. Now, we talked about ways to be kind to others, and several of you shared ways you've been kind to others, as well as some of you shared how others have been kind to you. And, of course, you know, each week I always remind you to initiate an act of kindness. And so I'm so glad that so many of you do that and you share it with me. I think it's just wonderful. Well, so once again, our special guests are Ken and Amanda Corley. In case you're thinking, why is Ken's name familiar? It's probably because you heard our show that was a result of him writing an article entitled Finding Myra Carter, who was the first Black female to integrate his high school. And long story short, he came on the show and we discussed his story, and on a follow-up show, we actually found her and we had a special reunion show. And that was just absolutely wonderful. But of course, this evening, here again, I'm delighted to welcome him back, and I am really excited and delighted to welcome his wife, Amanda. I'm just so glad they're both joining us. And we're going to go ahead and speak with them right now. Hello, Ken and Amanda. How are you?
We're doing great. And just thank you so much for sharing your airtime with us. It's good for Amanda and I to be together and my first opportunity to have her with me as we discuss safe water in the world.
Yeah. Hello, Donna.
Absolutely.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm excited.
I am
talking
so
about,
excited as well.
Water solutions and what we're going to be discussing tonight is our passion, so we are excited.
Oh, that is so great. Now, Amanda, I think I'm getting a little bit of feedback from your
left
phone.
The room.
Okay.
We're not in
okay.
the same room now. He left the room. We are on different
okay.
rooms.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Because I want to make sure everybody can hear our total conversation today. I'm really excited. What I would like to do, first of all, is to find out exactly, we know that your very special project that is near and dear to your heart is the Wells of Hope International. It's titled Wells of Hope International. And I don't know, I'm pretty sure everybody else wants to know, but I love the backstory, so I would love to start out by just kind of telling us, how was this idea formed?
Well, let me start, and have we improved in the terms of the feedback and improved on the sound? Are we okay?
Yes, I think you do.
Yeah,
well.
Okay. Anyway, back a number of years ago, I had resigned the position where I was working, and I really didn't know where I was going to go with ministry. I had been a pastor, and that had been a good experience. But resign, kind of like Abraham, leave the place where you are and go to a place I will show you. The only thing I could think about after I had resigned that position was the water needs of Africa. And I'm kind of an outdoor person, and I thought to myself, well, you know, if I just had a small piece of drilling equipment and I could get it in the back of a Jeep or on a donkey, you know, I could be in Africa and I could go from one village to the next and I could drill wells and supply clean water because, you know, we talk about good news, and the gospel is always good news. But, you know, when you need food, when you need water and someone brings it to you, that's good news too. And it just stayed on my mind to figure out what I could do. So anyway, my brother-in-law picked up a piece of equipment in a yard sale that was about $100, and I got my equipment together, and I began to drill in my yard to see if I could find water and just to see what it involved. But I began to run into problems. I'd go down about 40 foot with this piece of equipment, and I'd run into rock. And I'd take it out, and I'd drill another hole. It would go down 40 foot and hit rock. And as you well know, a lot of Georgia has an underlayment of granite. And so that was that. I wasn't successful. And there wasn't anything going on in the denomination that I was a part of with wells, and so didn't have much support. And that was several decades ago. So I really just put my equipment aside, but I still carried it in my heart to do something for clean water. And so one day I was at our church, and I was looking at one of our periodicals, and I saw them announce that they had started a program called the Oasis Project, which was bringing clean water solutions to different parts of Africa. So I just punched my wife. I said, "That's it. That's it." She said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Here's the well water ministry that I would like to be a part of." And so we began to inquire. We began to look into the Oasis, Africa Oasis Project, and after we made contact with some of the missionaries that were in water projects, we decided to just start sending our money to people who were already doing the work. In other words, they had already, as I call it, they'd beat a trail through the wilderness, and why not just get behind them and support what they were doing, not do something on our own. And so it all started with my wife selling her Coca-Cola memorabilia. And she sold it, and we went to Jacksonville, Florida, to meet with a missionary, and she gave him a check for his well projects, and it began from there. And then as time went on, we thought, well, we could do more. And to do more, people wanted to make, after they heard our interest, they began wanting to perhaps support us, and we wanted to expand. So we started our own nonprofit called Wells of Hope International, Incorporated. Martin Luther King said that everything that's done in the world is done through hope. And we just felt that that word hope epitomized exactly what clean water would bring to the people of Africa and to people who were so desperate. And the more I found out about water needs in Africa, the more I wanted to, the more that I wanted to do, because 80% of the diseases in the world, especially in Africa, is caused by unsafe water. 80% of those diseases. So when you bring clean water, you're actually bringing medicine. Clean water is medicine to the poorest of people. And there are statistics out there that say that every 90 seconds a child dies from a water-related disease. It affects like 1.5 billion people every year. And a lot of that's caused by diarrhea, and it's the third leading cause of death among children. So we just came back and started being creative. Amanda got involved with soap and with jewelry, and we got a booth to sell these items in to raise money. And, you know, it was, we felt like we were doing so little and we wanted to do so much more. And so with this, starting our nonprofit, it gave us an opportunity then to begin to advertise. And one of the interesting stories that came out of this, I had an old baseball buddy that I knew from high school, and when he found out what I was doing, he said, "I've got something for you." And he says, "Come to my house." So I drove all the way to Mableton, Georgia, and when I got up there, he had an apartment, and it was filled with baseball cards. And he says, "I want to donate these to your Wells of Hope International." And it took me three truckloads. And then I found someone here in the Conyers area that had an antique store, and he allowed me to store my cards there. And eventually we sold all of those cards for, it was around $8,000-$9,000, and it helped us to put a deep well in West Africa. So we've got a lot of stories like that, that once we begin to move and we begin to act, that God began to bless our efforts. And so that's a little bit of how Wells of Hope International was birthed.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. That is amazing. So 80%, that's a very high percentage. Wow. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening are thinking 80%?
Yeah, wow. It's huge. And the facts are that children and women, they walk, some of them, you know, 5, 6, 7 miles to get this water in Africa. And when they bring it home, it's contaminated. And they don't have the ability to purify their water in many cases. And as a result, you know, it creates all of these different diseases. And, you know, in America, we're so greatly blessed. North America, our Great Lakes constitutes 21% of the world's fresh water. So we don't have a problem, and we don't really question the issue until, you know, we actually get our eyes on the condition of people in these third world countries. And another statistic is that less than 3% of the Earth's surface is covered by fresh water. The rest of it is salty oceans. So we have a very limited supply of safe water. And the surface water, of course, is contaminated in these villages by animals using it, by it being contaminated, you know, by insects and other bacteria. And so to have a well changes everything in a village. To have safe water, clean water, is such a blessing. Healthcare workers will tell you that once a village gets clean, safe water, the entire health of the village changes. And not only the health of the village, but the women are able to have gardens. There's better hygiene for cleaning and so forth. So, you know, we can do without a lot of things as people. We can do without oil. We can do without, but water is critical for our basic needs every day. You can go 40 days without food, but you can only go a few days without clean, safe water.
Wow. So how do you target, you know, those particular areas? Is there any way that you, you know, specifically sort of target, or you guys know which areas, I guess, is in most need, or how do you determine that?
Well, one of the groups that we participate with, the OASIS project, these people are in Africa, and we call them the boots on the ground. They understand the culture. They understand the need. Many of them understand the language. They know where the greatest needs are. And so, you know, I could load up and I could go to Africa every couple of months, but the money that it would take for me to go over there to do these things could be going toward a project. So most of our time is spent here raising awareness and raising the funds for that. But we have what we call trusted partners. And because they are so aware of the need, then we raise the funds for them to put, you know, to put these wells in. And we endeavor to go to what we call the most desperate areas. And many times these are areas are in the desert. And in order to reach a water source deep in the desert, it takes heavy equipment to get to that. So as a result, you know, these wells, the drilled wells, can cost $8,000 to $10,000 just for one well, but it makes such a difference in these desert areas. And then the remote areas, you know, there are cities, of course, that have a water supply, but most of the areas where our wells go in are in the rural areas that they would call the bush, you know, away from the cities. And the well is shared by many people from miles around to come to that one well. And then often we cooperate with a church because these wells have to be maintained. There's parts that break down. They're because of them being in rural areas, often the parts can be stolen. And so it's helpful to be near a facility like a church or a school, so that the well can be maintained and can give them many, you know, many years of service. So we target the poorest. We don't discriminate between Muslims and Christians and animists or whatever. Jesus said, freely you've received, you know, freely give. And so it's a way that we can express the love of God to people many times who do not have the resources they need just to live and to survive.
Wow. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are speaking with the founders of Wells of Hope International Incorporated, Ken and Amanda Corley. And we've been talking about some of the wells, and we started out by talking about the backstory. But in case, you know, in case you did just join us and you missed the first part, our shows are they all archive. You can feel free to go back and listen to it in its entirety. So I know that Amanda?
Yes.
Hi, Amanda. Listen, I'm really excited that you're on with me for the first time. This is wonderful. This is such a treat. If you will, Amanda, what is your, to ask you, what is your part, or what is the special parts, plural, that you play in this? I know this is very, very deep to your heart as well.
Yes, it is. I would say operations side of the ministry, the business, the office.
Mm-hmm.
We wear all those hats, office manager, accountant, website, manager, media manager, all of that, but also processing the donations. Everyone gets receipts because we are 501c3, tax all the donations to Wells of Hope International is 100% deductible, and 100% goes to the well projects. We have a saying that every dollar digs, and you can look at that two ways. It's every dollar, 100% is going to go towards well projects. So every dollar digs. But also, if you ask me, well, how much does it cost to do a well? Because I've just got this little bit of money. You know, every dollar digs. And it is my joy to, when we receive donations, just the comments that people make and the interaction with our friends and people who are making the donations, and it's just such a blessing. And then our joy is when we receive the pictures and the names of the villages and the countries, and we see the faces of the people around the wells, the well celebration. So we, it is just such a joy to be a part of that. And one of the things we say is you can't value until you see the joy of the people around the well. You can't even value the worth of one donation, because it all comes together. Together, we're doing this together with a lot of people. We have a full scale of donors who are giving what they can, but when we all do this together, it adds up to a number of wells every year. So I'm the operations finance side of our organization.
Wow. And so you said 100%. And I don't know about you out there listening, but very seldom do I hear that 100% of your donations actually go toward that project. So that is extremely commendable. That's very, very commendable. And I know that does certainly, you know, that means a lot. So I certainly do applaud that.
Other donors who... okay.
Yeah, we have to applaud that. That's wonderful.
We have donors who underwrite the operations of our organization. So, you know, those expenses are covered, and there are administrative expenses with any organization, but we're blessed that those are covered so that any other donation that comes in goes 100% to the well projects. And that is a joy. Happiest trip of the week is that trip to the bank, and when we get well, and I still tear up after all these years when we get a check, and it's going to pay for a whole well.
Wow.
I'm just blessed that people are touched by the need, and that people do have a desire to make a difference. We want to make a difference in the world. We're a small organization, but we can see that it consistently we are making a difference, and other people can join us and participate and be a part of what Wells of Hope is doing.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let's see if I can pick up a couple of calls, and then I do have some emails I'd like to share as well. Let's see. Extension 4999, hello. Extension 4999.
Just listening.
Okay. That's just fine. Thank you for listening. Okay. Extension 2065. 2065. Hello. Okay, maybe they're listening as well. Sometimes we do have callers that call the live line to listen, which is perfectly fine. Here's an email. It says, "Etiquette Lady, thanks for your show. This topic is a major act of kindness, what they are doing. Thanks, and how can we help, and how do we donate?" And this comes from Demetria, and Demetria lives in Sandy Springs.
Amanda, I'll let you answer that question.
Okay, sure. There are several ways to donate. We do have donate on our website, and wellsofhopeinternational.org is our website address. And immediately when it comes up, there's a donate button in the right-hand corner, and you can use credit card to make a donation right online. We do have our address on the website, and they can send checks or, you know, donations in other ways like that. So we're on the internet, wellsofhopeinternational.org.
Okay, great. And thank you for that. And let's see, I have one. It says, Etiquette Lady, please ask your guests, okay, what are ways a person can help? Okay, so are there other ways, Amanda?
Yes, yes. We have several things that we offer, and again, it's on our website. But when it comes to expressing your love and sympathy to a family or a love who's lost a loved one, we offer the memorial cards, where instead of sending flowers that last, what, you know, a couple of days, give a gift of water. Any size donation can do this. We will send a card to the family to let them know that a donation's been made to our organization. We put their loved one's name in there as it's given to us, and we send those cards on behalf of the donors. It is a wonderful way to express your love and sympathy to a family through gifts of water. And then a step beyond that, we've had several families who have chosen to ask their friends and family to make donations towards a memorial well. And we've had several of those. There is a donations going on even right now for a dear lady who died in our community a week or so ago. And to this point, the donations have come in. It's already enough for two wells. So there will be wells drilled in villages in Africa that will bring life to that village in honor and loving memory of the loved one. And that is such a beautiful way to express love to a family, to honor a loved one. We also get requests for wells in honor of people for their birthday. It's a birthday present. We've had several of those. We've had Christmas presents where families will, a family member, instead of buying everybody gifts and stuff that we don't need, they have donated towards a well in honor of their family. And then we send them an appropriate gift that they can give their family members to let them know there is a will has been provided in Africa in honor of you, of you as an individual, or in honor of our family. And by Christmas, you'll have the name of the village and the country where that well is. And those wells are maintained. That water continues to flow day after day after day. And every time you go get a drink of water, you can think, there's a well in Africa that's been provided because we gave, we cared, and we gave. And that is a beautiful way to donate. Something that that counts, because every dollar digs, Amazon Smile offers to make donations, a percentage of your purchases on Amazon Smile. And we're already set up with Amazon. Every quarter they're making a direct deposit to Wells of Hope International checking account for Wells from people who bought stuff and chose Wells of Hope to be their charity. That is an easy way to let your purchases give a kickback to Wells of Hope. So when you set that up, you just type in our name and it will come up on their list, because we are approved and, like I said, already set up to receive donations from Amazon Smile. Again, every dollar digs. So
And you may be interested in on the website just leaving your address or mailing to us, you know, what your home address is, so that we can keep you informed as to what we do throughout the year. We normally only send out one or two letters of appeal throughout the year. We'll send a letter, give them an update, tell them what we're doing, and we'll include an envelope in there that you can mail back contributions. So if you'd like to stay in touch and keep up with us, we're on Facebook, and we also have the website. So if we could somehow get your particular address, we'd be glad to add you to that mailing list.
That is absolutely wonderful. And also on our page, we do have your Wells of Hope International website listed as well. We're going to take just a brief break and we'll be right back.
Do you want your children to be respectful and kind to others? Do you want to foster positive relationships, gain the skills to manage traumatic experiences, or just learn helpful ways to manage the stresses of everyday life? If you do, contact Awana Swift at CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you will experience a listening ear and gain the skills and insight to manage problems on your own. Counseling services are provided for children, adults, and families. For a consultation or to make an appointment, go to CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. 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 At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you and your family will receive the support needed to foster more happiness in life. Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. Hello, my name is Jacqueline Sukrum, licensed insurance agent with World Financial Group. Do you have questions about life insurance, health insurance, Medicare, college planning for your children, long-term care, insurance for businesses, IRAs? If so, I have answers. Call me at 404-721-7903 for your free quote today or to schedule an appointment. 404-721-7903. I offer free insurance policy reviews and free financial workshops. For more information, go to the following website, http://JacquelineSukrum, JacquelineSukrum.WFGOpportunity.com. Call me, 404-721-7903, for your free quote today. Let me help you build a solid financial foundation. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout workshops, customer service, and parenting workshops, to name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.paigesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness. Okay, we are back, and we are speaking with Ken and Amanda Corley of the Wells of Hope International .org. We're talking about exactly what they do and how you can actually help. I noticed that, Ken and Amanda, you say that in some of your information that you not only do you fundraise, but you friend raise. Can you talk about that for a minute? I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, because, you know, so often the focus can be on money, and money has its place, and you need money to get things done. But when you multiply your efforts, to me, that's where you really begin to be fruitful and accomplish more when you friend raise. Africa is a huge place. The African continent, when we think of Africa, people say, well, that's a country. No, it's a continent. And because it's a continent, it would hold the USA, China, India, Spain, France, the UK, Japan, Germany, Italy, Eastern Europe, Portugal, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Switzerland within its borders. Now, that's huge. So you can see what a huge problem that you have when water is an issue in an entire continent. And there's many organizations out there you'll see on TV, on the radio. But still, there is such a great need. There's not enough people involved. So whenever we give lectures or seminars about what we do, we're trying to encourage people not only to perhaps support what we do, but raise awareness in your church, raise awareness in your organization. What can we do? Who do we know out there that we can trust that can move this project forward, because it's bigger than one little organization like us. I often say that we're just a little fish in a big pond, but if we can friend raise and get people connected to the problem, we can increase the potential of there being more of these problems with water issues solved.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Also, if you would, even Amanda, can you share, would you be willing to share maybe a few stories or testimonials?
I would love to do that, because that's what just puts fuel to the fire when you realize the effect of the well, and you get these stories back from things that have happened around the well celebrations or changes that have come into the village because of the well. And one of my favorite is, I call it the old woman. When they put the pump on and they started to pump out clean water for the first time, they said, wait, we've got to go get the old woman. And it took, patience a little while. She's 83 years old. But she had prayed all of her life for her village to get clean water. And the miracle came to her village that day. And this is what the man said that helped her to get up on the well. He turned to her and he said, now you can go home to Jesus and you can tell him that you live to see the clean water brought to your village. Your prayers have been answered. And just joy breaks out around the well. One of the things that's very touching is the way the people are so grateful and so thankful, the way they mm-hmm. try to express thanking you for coming, thanking you for the well. and Ken has his story of experience that he had, but this is one called The Weight of Thankfulness. So volunteers there, again, they put the pump on, they finished, here comes the clean water, and this lady comes in front of him and just goes over all the way to the ground in front of him, and he's like, what's she saying? What's she doing? What's going on? I don't understand. And they told him that the well just meant so much to her. She's trying to express it, but the weight of thankfulness was too much for her to bear. And she's literally all the way to the ground in front of him trying to express her thankfulness. The weight of thankfulness was too much to bear. One from a chief, village headman from Malawi. He thanks you for the water. We've been drinking dirty water all of our lives. Our children and old people get sick and die. We prayed for clean water and God answered. He sent you. Please don't stop. Our neighbors drink dirty water too. Please help them. Story that's worth telling. This lady, an older woman, she goes through the darkness to the water hole. Some of the places where they go, the water just seeps in real slow, or you have to wait for it to gather, or you just want to get there first. So she went in the night, took with her a little handful of food, something to put her water in, and she was going to spend the night there at this watering hole so she could be the first to get the water the next day. You know, we've got so many sources of water in our home that we can go to, but they have to go and search to find water, and then it's not clean. But the search can be so time-consuming, and that just touched my heart that she would actually go take some food so she could spend the night, wait for the water to come out, and then get a little bit to take back to her family. But one of the terms for thank you is Asante Sana. And Ken, do you want to share your story about hearing Asante Sana in Africa?
Well, of course, that's Swahili. And one organization that we support, Marion Medical, installs shallow wells. And on each of their wells, there's no dedication from an individual, but they write in the wet concrete as it's drying, in Swahili and also in English, it says, to the glory of God. And so when I was there back several years ago, and I went to 109 villages in just a couple of weeks to dedicate these wells, one of the comments that I would make as I would stand there with these precious people was that friends in America want to help our friends in Africa to have safe water. And every time you come to this well and you begin to pump the clean water, look at the writing in the concrete, but then look up and give glory to God because he made this possible. Give glory to God. And that comes out of our hearts as well. We just give glory to God that we can participate in this and see the joy. Many times when we have gone into villages where the women were just so grateful to have clean buckets that they can carry up to 30 or 40 pounds of water on their heads. And when they saw the well go in, they saw the water coming out, the women would begin to dance and would begin to beat on the backs of those buckets like a drum and to dance. And it brings tears to your eyes. It just lets you know that how so little can accomplish so much with some of the poorest of Africa.
One of the terms for thank you in West Africa is, and I'm probably not say this right, but Akpe means thank you. But when they really, really, really want to thank you, it's Akpe ka 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 ka. And when we heard that, it just brings joy. So we started using that term just around ourselves. When we just thank you, it's I'll say ka 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 ka. But Ken would receive some villagers. They would bring chickens, bananas, eggs, just gifts of appreciation for the well. A challenge can be if the village is able to do it. Sometimes they'll bring a live goat, and you receive that with graciousness because they're expressing thank you for the well.
And I think the thing that just touches my heart, and Amanda's already mentioned this, is that we're sitting here tonight in Atlanta, but knowing that across Africa there are these wells that are supplying safe water 24 hours a day. There's an abundant supply, and the answer, now this is good, the answer is just under their feet. We just go to help them to get to that answer that's under their feet. The answer's already there. We just help them to reach it where they are.
Wow. Wow, those are so beautiful stories. And that just makes, you know, it makes you really think of us in America, how we, what we take for granted. Because we can go and we can turn our faucets on when we get ready and water flows out. And so I'm just so glad that we're talking about this. And in fact, I just learned from you all that March 22nd was World Water Day. How
yes.
amazing is that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. This week, World Water Day, and the whole United Nations and just organizations around the world were focused on the crisis, the water crisis, the problem, and just creating, I love the creativity that's coming forth as people search for ways to solve this water crisis. So that World Water Day brought emphasis and focus to the whole world for this need, and how can we all do, what can we do, you know, together to help make a difference.
Sure, sure, and we are
certainly
our brothers.
Of course, on our website, we said you can give to Wells of Hope because we, you know, we're saving lives with safe water. This is something that we're very passionate about.
Wow, and in case you all just joined us, we are speaking with this wonderful couple, Amanda and Ken Corley, who are the visionaries and founders of Wells of Hope International, Incorporated. If you're just joining again, you can certainly, you'll have an opportunity to go back and listen to this show in its entirety. I have an email. It says, Etiquette Lady, I often see the commercial on TV with children and insects on them, but never really know whether to believe it or not if the donations really help the people. It sounds like you and your husband really help with your 100%. Thank you, and I will be donating. And this is Sylvia from Dayton. So
well, we know the people that we're partnering with. We've been there. Ken and I both have been to Africa, and we've been there to see how this ministry that we're partnering with in Africa, how they work. Both of our partners, we chose them because we trust them. They are there, and they're overseeing the wells. There's maintenance going on. And that was one of the things that meant a lot to us, is we can trust these people, and we see the work being done. They report back. They send the pictures. They send the names of the villages. And like Ken said, he got to go to 109 and participate in that final day where they install the pump and that clean water comes out for the first time.
Wow.
And it is a joy. But another way that they can help is we have an event, an annual event coming up in April. This will be the seventh year for what we call the Oasis Road Race. And every year we sponsor this race. We're one of the sponsors. There are many others. It's actually pulls from the entire state of Georgia, but it's a 1 mile run, a 5K and a 10K that is held in Macon, Georgia. Every year, this race has raised enough money for one or more wells or for an entire water system. And that's the race has raised more than $20,000. But again, it's a lot of people coming together. It's amazing that you can register for a race, your $20, along with a lot of other people together, you know, comes up with a $20,000 offering that we can send. And what that will do is not just dig a well, but it installs the tower, a tank. You know, we have one or more here in Conyers. We have water tanks where the water is pumped up into and then it comes back out in pipes. So it's something that we want to get behind every year and help support. So we started recruiting for runners at our church today, and it is on our website. But this race is a professional, time-chipped, professionally time-chipped race. It is managed. The timing and the clocking of the runners is managed by Orion. So it's professionally done. And this is going to raise funds for another well. And I have the website to where you can go register. It's simply oasisroadrace.com. And active.com is handling our registration. We're sponsored also by Run and Feed Georgia. So people who run that love to do 5Ks and 10Ks, they will know what that means, that running this race and how you your time in this race counts towards what you're trying to do through these other organizations. So that's just a fun thing. But if you can't run, you don't live near Macon, and hopefully some of your listeners live in the Macon area.
Sure,
love to see them come out and join us that day.
That will be wonderful.
But the registration is $20, and that gives you a runner's packet that will include a T-shirt that's really, really nice T-shirt, a kind of T-shirt that runners like to have. But that's included in the $20. And this also, this year, they're offering, you'll see that if you go to the website, again, oasisroadrace.com, they're giving away a watch. An Apple Watch will go, somebody will win that day just simply by registering. You do have to be present to win. So, again, make the trip to Macon or encourage your people to, the listeners to in that area. So that's kind of incentive to register.
Wow.
Somebody will win that day. There'll be a drawing for that, and that's pretty neat, I think.
That's exciting. That's very, very exciting. What a blessing. What a blessing. Of course, for the listeners who are out of state, I know we do have a large number of listeners that listen, like Sylvia from Dayton there. They can still go ahead and donate, though, although they will not have an opportunity. Or can they sponsor someone? Can they blindly sponsor someone?
Oh, that would
will
be
that, work?
That would be amazing. So I did meant to include in what I was saying, if you can't come or you don't run, one of the categories in the registration is called Phantom Runner. I want to support the cause that I will be unable to participate for whatever reason. I don't run, I don't like to sweat, or I live too far away. So Phantom Runner is a category, and it is offered on this website, oasisroadrace.com. Again, it will take you to active.com to process your secure registration. But you give your name and address, and you will receive this registration packet. even as a phantom runner. They will mail that to you. So that's how to support the cause.
Wow. So come on, runners.
It is a fun day for the whole family. There will be blow-ups and a lot of things for the kids, face painting, you know, the cotton candy, all the fun things around celebrating a race, includes the whole family.
Wow. How nice. It sounds like a wonderful event. Well, what a minister of kindness that you two have. This is wonderful. I have one that says, Etiquette Lady, I'm so interested in starting a nonprofit for the homeless. Can you give me any pointers on how to do this? Etiquette Lady, thanks for this topic.
Well,
yeah,
you just decide to do it. And I would encourage them to go on their computer, go to Google, and just type in that very question and begin to get an education, because there's 100 different directions you can go with it. It took us close to a year to identify really what we wanted to do and how we start these things. And it there's legal aspects to it, and sometimes you have to get even a lawyer involved. But there's a simple way. I just believe that if God is in it, that He'll provide a way and will direct.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is wonderful. So that came from John Roberts in Boston. Thank you, John. Well, once again, wow, we have had a wonderful time this evening. I'm so excited that you all have joined us. And again, we only have a couple more minutes left in the show. If you would talk about, just give your website again, and also give the actual date of the event for the run. It's April 29th, is that correct?
That's correct. The last Saturday of April will be the race, 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's rain or shine. They will have the run.
Wonderful. Oh, this has been an amazing time. I thank you both so much for joining us. And in case you all did not have an opportunity to hear the entire show, all of our shows archived, please feel free to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Wonderful information. All you runners, lace up your sneakers and let's go run for a great cause. And if you're thinking, well, I used to be a runner, well, that's okay. If you're not real sure whether you want to run, attend the event, go ahead and register anyway and sponsor someone. So that will certainly be an act of kindness. And once again, we've been talking about acts of kindness. This is certainly an act of kindness with what Ken and Amanda are doing. Thank you so much again for joining us.
We appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure. And much success with the event. I know it will be. And thanks again, listeners, for supporting our show, listening. Those of you who, whether you're calling in or emailing, those for joining us for the first time. And, of course, our loyal listeners who tune in each week. Thank you for that. We're glad that you are part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And, of course, please tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. It comes from Proverbs 3:3. And again, be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Okay, thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.